Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 26, 1805. A treatment for pleurisy. President Jefferson sent Captain Lewis to Philadelphia in May of 1803 to study with Dr. Benjamin Rush on medical problems that might be encountered during the captain's westerly journey. Dr. Rush was considered to be one of the preeminent physicians of the day. He was well versed in military medical practices. Dr. Rush was a signer of the Declaration of Independence and a member of the American Philosophical Society. Captain Lewis learned his lessons well and followed Rush's instructions in regard to bleeding and the use of Rush's bilious pills. Captain Clark writes about a treatment today.
A very fine warm day. Several Indians dine with us and are much pleased. One man taken violently bad with pleurisy. Bleed and apply those remedies common to that disorder. Captain William Clark, January 26, 1805.
According to Dr. Chouinard, in his book Only One Man Died, remedies common to that disorder were purging and greasing the chest. The list of medical supplies taken on the expedition was long and varied. The lancets for bleeding and the supply of laudanum and Dr. Rush's pills were the most commonly used treatments. 50 dozen of Rush's thunderclappers, 1,300 doses, were taken along. These pills contained 2 mercury ions and 2 chloride ions. They were a powerful opening pill or purgative. Today, locating and exploring the expedition's campsites is aided by analysis of the latrines for salts of mercury. This procedure is quite effective. Tomorrow, an amputation.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.